This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Now that the 2020 election is behind us, Christians need to think strategically about how to have a more significant impact on culture, especially on Christian youth who often embrace anti-religious views and socialist policies. A commentary by Dr. Jeff Myers of Summit Ministries in the Washington Times addresses this issue. He is concerned that his fellow evangelicals are only focused on winning the next election and blind to the fact that they will lose future elections. Meanwhile, leftists engage the culture every day through social media, news media, entertainment, schools, and universities. He therefore concludes, young church-going Christians aren't fighting this leftward current, they're swimming with it. Most evangelical youth who attend church do not believe in absolute truth, and these young Christians are also five times as likely as older Christians to embrace Marxist ideas. You know, in the last campaign cycle, conservatives spent almost $5 billion trying to reach the small percentage of undecided voters. By contrast, the amount spent by every college, nonprofit group, and campus group to prepare young adults to apply a biblical worldview amounts to about 12 hours of election-related advertising. He concludes that spending $100 to fix a problem that could have been prevented for $1 is crazy. That's why we need to rearrange our priorities and focus more time and money on biblical worldview training. For example, he cites one study that shows how such training keeps Christian young people from straying from a biblical worldview. Unfortunately, only a small percentage of church-going young people actually have a biblical worldview. That's why these worldview ministries are so important. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Loneliness, go to viewpoints.info/loneliness. That's viewpoints.info/loneliness.